Today, we welcome Climate Smart Glacier Country's board member, Katie Wallace. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, John and Robin.
Hi.
Good to have you with us today. Okay, tis the season. Ho, 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 and all kinds of junk gets thrown into the pit. Any ideas how we can maybe be a little more sustainable about all this?
Absolutely, and you're right about more stuff getting thrown into the pit. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's alone, we Americans throw away more trash than any time of year. It's about 25 million extra tons. So we have a lot of different ways to cut down and have a more sustainable holiday. And the first area is about wrapping paper and gifts and cards.
Okay, so now what are the ideas there? I know my grandmother, when I was a kid, didn't like me to tear the wrapping paper off the box. She wanted to refold it, iron it, and use it again.
Iron it?
Yeah. Well, you got to get the wrinkles out of it.
Iron it.
That's so impressive.
Yeah. So, but that was because she was very tight with the buck.
Yeah, but Katie, isn't that a great way to recycle?
Absolutely. Yeah. Wrapping gifts sustainably is one of the easiest things you can do, either by reusing wrapping paper. It's very impressive if you can do that, or reuse gift bags or boxes from previous holidays, or just use things around the house. If you've got newspaper or brown paper bag, magazines, anything to avoid buying more paper, you could use fabric as well. But if you do need to end up buying wrapping paper, the biggest thing that we want people to know is to avoid paper that are covered with either glitter or embossed with foil, because those are not recyclable.
Now, I had a friend who wrapped with the colored comic strips out of the newspaper. And, you know, if you're a kid, you like getting a gift wrapped in the funny papers.
You know, definitely. That's a good recycling technique, too. It's biodegradable.
Yeah.
Indeed it is. Yeah. Yeah, and on that same note, cards are another thing to pay attention to. And first thing we say is, you know, before you go out and shop, check to see if you have any left over. You know, I'd sure have a holiday stash in my basement. But you can reuse or upcycle old cards by cutting them up and, you know, making new things. If you're buying new cards, definitely shop local. And the same rule applies to cards as wrapping paper. So avoid glitter and foil and a lot of items like that, since those will end up in the landfill. Or maybe with COVID, this is a year to consider sending more e-cards for no waste at all.
Yeah, but those aren't the same. You can't stick those up on the wall and, you know, yeah, and enjoy them.
I was thinking we could do virtual gifts, you know, and that is all you have a video of it. If we could be together, this is what you would have.
Oh, I love that.
Well, Robin is being creative here this morning, isn't he? Are you writing these things down now for Glacier Country?
Says I'm cynical.
We will have a blog post up on our site and information on our newsletter and social media that includes these tips and more for a green holiday season. Absolutely.
We have Climate Smart Glacier Country's board member Katie Wallace with us, and Katie's been helping us understand some things that we can do to make our holidays celebration a little more sustainable, a little more climate friendly. So we talked about wrapping paper. What about decorations?
Decorations, yeah. I think the biggest question people have is always about a tree. And, you know, should you go real, artificial? We would like to say, consider a potted tree if you can, one that you can replant later, or choose a tree that's already in your house or some other plant. But the greenest one that you can buy is one that you buy locally and then recycle. Here in the city of Whitefish, there's a tree recycling service in early January, which is a great way to make sure that trees go to the right place. But you can check with your local officials about tree recycling in your area.
So what sorts of things can happen with a tree that's recycled?
It usually gets used in mulching and commercial compost. So it won't go to a landfill. It'll actually help with regenerating the soil and help with fertilization in the future.
Well, you know, the city of Kalispell has a program every year where they pick up the trees. Residents simply put the trees out to the curb, and they come and pick it up, and they grind it up, and it winds up in our parks and recreation areas. So that's a neat thing to do.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the tree. We've taken care of that. What about the lights and the glitter?
Yes, the lighting is a big one. We recommend using energy-saving LED string lights. They last so many years longer than the traditional incandescent kind. You don't need to buy replacement bulbs over the years. They also don't put out nearly as much heat when they're turned on, which means they're a little bit safer when you're placing them on a cut tree or on live vegetation around your yard.
Ah, all right. So what about outdoor lights?
Outdoor lights, we recommend the same thing. Try to use LED string lights. You can also recycle old lights if you're trying to replace anything lying around the house. There are a couple of recycling websites we'll include on our newsletter where you can take old string lights to make sure they don't end up in the trash.
Wow. What would they do with, how can they recycle old lights?
It's mostly using the wire. They're looking to reuse copper and the wiring inside and likely just disposing of the glass with standard glass recycling.
Well, I've noticed that there are some people that just leave their lights up all year long.
Yeah, that's one way too.
Now, they don't necessarily, light them. Mm-hmm. But they're up.
So what about?
Well, once they're up, they are a pain to get down.
Yeah. What about bulbs and things like that?
Yeah. So for other decorations around the house or on the tree, skip items like tinsel or plastic-based items. Those are petroleum-based. And as much as you can, use natural items like pine cones or real garland. Wood ornaments are a great sustainable choice. They don't break. And you can also wrap staircases or other areas in cloth or burlap to get kind of a cozy feel. But if you do have plastic decorations at home, we just want you to keep reusing them as long as possible or turn them into maybe other DIY projects to keep them out of the trash. Like ornaments can be glued together to make a little bit of a standalone tree. And you can spray paint them a bunch of colors and keep reusing that year after year.
Well, this is getting pretty artsy craftsy here.
Well, and yesterday somebody posted, somebody I know anyway, they posted a picture that they took of pine cones. They look like ponderosa pine cones, good big ones. And they had been painted, each of them was painted a different color, and they glued them together and made a tree out of them.
Wow.
And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's neat.
That's using something that's already there in your yard that you've been neglecting to pick up, you know?
You know, we've got ornaments on our tree that have been passed down for, you know, since our kids were little. And that was, that was a few decades ago now. And that's always fun because when you see it again. And so if you buy a quality decoration.
Yeah.
And one that you can be reused for decades and then pass it down in your kids. Now, my daughter still uses the angel that goes on top of the tree. I got that back when I was a bachelor before she was born. And we just used it on our tree when she was a little girl. And now she has taken that wherever she's gone. And I don't want to tell you how old Tiffany is, but she's not a child anymore.
It's an old decoration.
It's a very old decoration. And it's, I don't know. That poor little angel's almost falling apart, but somehow or another, Tiffany keeps that together.
Yeah.
And it's, first of all, it's quite an honor to me as her dad. But more than that, it is something for her to always remember her folks.
Yeah,
you know.
Hey, now did I catch you it right that you were saying to avoid tinsel and those artificial type things?
Yeah. Skip tinsel and other things that are they're usually pretty cheaply made and fall apart fairly fast, which means you replace them all the time. To invest, like you said, in more well made. Things or things that are made out of sustainable materials.
Well, you can never get that tinsel off the tree when you take the tree down anyway. So
no, you can't.
Yeah. All right.
And the other thing about that tinsel, too, is it makes recycling the tree much more difficult.
It does. It does indeed.
Our guest this morning, Climate Smart Glacier Country's board member, Katie Wallace. And we're talking about climate-friendly, sustainable what we can do during this holiday season. And I get the third segment where we're going to focus on foods. So
that was planned that way, Robin.
We're not recycling foods, are we? I mean, I guess you get leftover turkey and stuff like that. But
how about fruitcake?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's That's a little bit, it lasts forever. You know, it is kind of like, what do they call that stuff when it's, I can't think of the word now, but it turns into a rock after a while. You know. But anyway, what can you tell us about friendly, sustainable foods?
Absolutely, yeah. This food is a huge area of waste over the holidays, and billions of pounds go to the landfill every year, which contributes to emissions. So some things that we want people to keep in mind are to, before you shop, check your pantry and your freezer. You know, who hasn't found old cans tucked away back in the shelves or frozen bags in the back of the freezer? And then create your shopping list so you don't keep buying doubles and ending up with more food than you can eat. And then stick with your shopping list, and when you can, buy local so that you're supporting not just the local economy, but reducing the transportation emissions to get food from A to B.
Right. Yeah, that's about something I hadn't thought of. What a great suggestion. Thank you. I never thought about what it takes to transport things from outside the area into our area. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is, especially here in the winter when not a lot of stuff is growing in Montana.
Got to get those mandarin oranges to us for the holidays, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing is the fuel costs and everything else, the pollution that is contributed overall. So now that's interesting that what you said, to check and see what you have. We have a pantry at home. Now, it's not very big. It's, you know, like a big closet or something. And we clean it out periodically. I don't know how stuff gets back there that we overlook. So, you know, I guess it's, well, you can buy two for the price of one or something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah. And who needs a can of cranberry sauce anyway?
Exactly. We want people to try to not buy more than you could realistically eat.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Katie. Yeah, we had a list recently of the most dreaded items on Thanksgiving meal, and it was amazing how many items people didn't like that were on there. You know, like 28% of the people didn't like a can of cranberry sauce, but they ate it out of tradition, I guess. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Now, what other ideas you have as far as foods are concerned?
Yeah, so once everything is cooked, before you resort to tossing anything in the trash, just make sure to check if you can freeze things and use them later. I know we all get sick of eating the same meal for a week in a row, but you can freeze things and use them in a month or share with friends or family if you're trying to spread the food around. And you can get creative with leftovers to use them, again, for breakfast and lunch. But if anything you do have just can't get eaten, try to compost instead of throwing it in the trash.
Any ideas on the best way to compost items like that?
Well, if you don't have a residential compost set up yet, I know that a lot of municipalities support that, but you can also start one in your backyard just with a compost pit, some mulch, and then lay down food scraps, and they will turn into fertilizer with enough time. It'll be pretty cold this winter, but next spring you'll have some great fertilizer for your yard.
All right, gosh, what some great ideas.
Good ideas.
Katie, thank you so much. You've given us a little bit of inspiration here at a time when I think we need a little inspiration. I think with all this separation and everything, maybe if we can get our creative juices going here, we might make it through this Christmas season and be happy at the same time. Climate Smart Glacier Country's board member, Katie Wallace. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You bet.
I was thinking we could recycle the creative juices too, John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Katie.